Right. This week's parasha is Toldot, right? And there's a lot of talk about it this week, but we'll speak about one thing. It's a very common theme with all the imahot in our generations that they all were barren, right? All three of them. We don't count Leah because she was a backup, but the first three they were all akarot, right? They were all barren, and we know why, because Hashem wants the tefillot to tzadikim and tzadikot. That we know. So this week's parasha is no different, right? Rivka doesn't have a kid already 20 years, right? She finally gets a kid, right? And you think it's all great after that, but no. Now she's walking around, there's kids kicking all around in her. She has no idea what's going on, right? So what does she do? We all know she goes, Shem Eber, right? She goes, she tries to find out what's going on. So Rashi says in the Pasuk says, right? The kid was kicking in her stomach. She had no idea, though, it was two. She thought it was one, right? So Rashi explained on the spot, very, very simple. We all know this pshat, right? Every time she walked by something that's Kodesh, something that is Beit Midrash, something that's, you know, Tahor, so Yaakov would try to kick out. And the opposite by Esav, right? Esav would try to kick out when they were walking by the place of Tumah or you know, Avodah Zarah, whatever it was, bad. So, you know, that's a very cute answer for all the kids, but there's a very obvious question here, right? The question is, we know Chazal say that when a kid is in the womb, right, there's a malach in there, teaching him Kol HaTorah Kula, right, everything, from the A to Z, everything, in the middle. So the question is, Esav, it makes sense. Esav would want to kick out of there, right? He doesn't want anything to do with that. Yaakov would want to leave the best Rebbe he could have, the best Rebbe he could possibly have in the womb. The Malach, that's second to God. Nothing, don't be on top of that. You want to leave, okay, you could say, he has Yitzchak, okay, fine. But Yitzchak is a Malach. There's no reach for that. So, the Sefer Mayana Shel Torah, I recommend it all. It says, very interesting, a reason that it could be that why the Torah said it. Rashi's Pesach could be like this, that the Torah is trying to teach us a lesson, and Yaakov also, that it's not just about what you learn and who you learn it from. It's about the people around you, right? And this is coming from Yaakov. Yaakov, who was one of the three avot, he couldn't deal with Esav being his neighbor in the womb with him. It doesn't matter if I'm learning from the greatest tzaddik. It doesn't matter if I'm learning the greatest Torah. As long as there's somebody next to me who's bringing me down, I can't deal with it, and I got to get out of here, right? So this is a lesson for us, you know, and especially nowadays, you know, there's not everyone is zochet to be where we are right now. You know, learning all day and all this kind of stuff, Torah, mitzvot, feeling, everything like that. You have to understand that you have to distance yourself from people and things that are not necessarily the best for you. You know, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to be mekarev of these people, but still, the people that you know, they're a little too far away for you to deal with, you should know to stay away from them. And you know, there's no better lesson than Yaakov, who's again one of the forefathers, and even he couldn't deal with somebody who was with him, even though he was sitting mamash ba'ol Torah, he couldn't deal with this right next to him. So to us, try to take a lesson from that. We should try to grow and, you know, focus and not be so, you know, connected to these kind of people.